Need staff here, don't we? Or do we?
Yeah, we.
Are we authorized to?
Can we conduct this unsupervised?
Oh, there's Jerry. You're good enough.
We didn't know if we could proceed without you.
Okay, we're on the record.
Are you taking?
Okay, call the meeting back to order. Brings us to item eight, director's comments. Item A, Mr. Leonard.
Yes, Chair. We have our regular reports in the packet, and I can answer any questions that the board may have. Also, I did send a report out to the board on various activities of the divisions, and can answer anything on those. We are working diligently on several projects, as people have talked about today, where infrastructure division is very busy on roads and port projects. We're working in partnership with ABA on the Fairbanks situation and how to get relief up the Fairbanks. And so really appreciate working with Gene and Sarah on those issues and potential financing. So
I've got one question, Ted. Mm-hmm. We are, $50 million is our goal for this year in loan participations, correct?
Right, that's how much we do allocate.
And $13 million is what we funded $2 million so far, and we anticipate another $11 million. So at this rate, we're probably going to come in somewhere, I mean, if this trend continues, somewhere maybe 40% under our target of $50 million.
I would project we're going to be into $35 to $37 million like we were last year.
And what's the why aren't we lending more? What's the barrier? Is it interest rates?
Is it
the market?
It's the market. Actually, my understanding is that, again, we play a role with the banks as the long-term financing, but also the banks are our partners, and the way the program works, the banks bring the deals to us. Mm-hmm. And the banks are wanting to keep these deals on their books. Like when we were at that meeting a couple weeks ago, the banks were saying that they're very liquid. Mm-hmm. And they're looking and hungry for deals. So in essence, they're actually keeping the deals on their own books right now than coming to us. I can get some more information from Chris about 4 or 5 deals out there, but the banks are not.
Is there an appetite out there for our because we're at 6% right now, correct? 6.1? Mm-hmm. And I tend to think the banks are probably lending at a lower rate, but they're refining, but there's a 5-year balloon.
Actually, the last one I just saw, they were at 6.12 on a loan that's going to go to the loan committee on their variable. Mm-hmm. We've been in discussions with the banks, and the banks right now are telling us that our loan rate is right where they believe that it should be on the fixed side. Because I asked the same question, Chair. Is the reason that we're not getting deals, are we pricing ourselves out of the market, or is it because of there isn't a need for our type of financing right now? And according to the deputy director and her discussions with the banks, it's based on the appetite they have of wanting to keep the loans on there. But I could get you some more information on that too. But it's definitely the lowest I've seen.
Yeah. And then I got a phone call today from a banker, mm-hmm. actually a recovering banker. And he was under the impression that we're not doing refinances. And I know we had this conversation 12 months ago where we talked about should we be refinancing or should we be doing sort of new projects. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think refinancing is still an option under the loan participation program. And I want to be clear that our doors are open for those types of deals. Because there's still this impression in the community, and I don't know where in the banking community that we don't do refinancing with the loan participation program, which is inaccurate.
Correct. We've actually are doing them, and we've told the banks that we'll look at them. I mean, when we were in that time where we were up to 100 million of loans, mm-hmm. you know, that one year that we jumped way mm-hmm. up, is that we did say that we had to look at how we allocated our monies, but we have never told the banks that we aren't interested in refinancing.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, if the board was interested in refinancing and wanted to make a policy of that, you could lower the fixed rate and maybe generate that. But again, then, is that where we should be? That would be a possible.
I don't want to get into a philosophical conversation, but I just wanted to. I told the fellow that called me up I'd bring the conversation up and get clarity in my head. So
if you have a name you want to forward me, we can have Chris call or I can call. But we have definitely let the banks know, because that question did come up last year, and yeah. that it is not our policy, is not, sorry, double negative. It is our policy that we will look at refinancing just as we would any other okay. type of loans.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Leonard? Okay, none, we will move on. Item B, which is our next regularly scheduled meeting, is Thursday, December 6th. We have a schedule in front of you, and I believe the only feedback we've received at this point in time is from Mr. Wilkin. And if I am correct, Sherry, the blue ones, the blue
are the proposed dates.
Are the proposed dates. Okay.
And the only one that I have two on was in October. Because
okay.
I think I've kept Tuesdays as on the weeks that precede a holiday.
Okay.
So the only one that I have a question on is, would the board prefer the 29th of October or the 30th? And that's something we can decide. We don't have to decide that today.
Okay. If there's anything in here that looks like you're not going to be able to make it, we can move it now. But just wanted to make sure everyone got a look at this.
Or send me an email. And
or send Sherry an email. And questions on that? Okay. We'll start with you, Mr. Wilkin. We'll move on to item 9, board comments.
No comments. Thank you for allowing me to call in by teleconference.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Hughes?
No comments.
Deputy Commissioner Tashman?
No comments, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Sheldon?
No comments, Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bell?
Were you going to speak to evaluations?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I would.
Do you want to speak to it? You can speak to it.
Well, I was going to suggest that at a future meeting, when the timing seems logical, it'd be good to have Gene and Ted give us some insights on the Fairbanks Natural Gas, because I know we've had Gene speak under, you know, as an AEA board member, and it'd be valuable to have them in the same room. On in terms of evaluations, Hugh and I had a chance to speak with Aaron earlier today, and we want to renew the evaluation process, but make it a little more focused than we did last year. And we look back through the survey questions, we look back through some of the findings. And so what we're anticipating is a process that will be conducted in November. Aaron's going to take the hour-long meeting that we had today with him, distill it down into a process that Aaron's offered to contact each board member to run through the series of questions and compile the results. We've said if somebody's got travel, there might be a way to do it by email, but we thought we'd make it a little bit more focused on, both for ADA and AEA, what we learned from last year's process, rather than sort of renewing that 360. So again, more information will be coming in another week to 10 days, but our goal was to conduct it in the course of November, so that prior to the December meeting, the board would have a chance to make any recommendations and finalize our evaluation process.
Great. Yeah. So with that, I have no comments. Motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Same sign. Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Yay.
All right, Gary, it's good to hear your voice.
Very quick.
And he was gone.
And we had three presentations on the
main. 10 minutes.